So President Trump obviously plans to subvert the 2026 midterms. There's no question about that. He's looking for some way to do it. So far, it looks like the plan he's chosen is to try to just create a lot of chaos through mail-in voting. He hates mail voting. He blames it for his 2020 defeat, although he claims the election was stolen. He knows he lost. He blames it for his 2020 defeat, and he wants to subvert it by any means. And so earlier this year, he had DHS and the U.S. Postal Service try to formulate a rule that would require all states to submit their voting rolls to the Department of Homeland Security, and then USPS would only deliver mail ballots to states who would only deliver mail ballots to those voters who have been verified by DHS. States immediately sued, saying that this was blatantly unconstitutional, and it was. And last Friday, the Supreme Court held in a very technical decision that the injunction placed on these rules by a lower court federal judge had to be lifted because the rules weren't in effect yet. They hadn't actually been put forth. And so there was no injury yet to the states. I think, and Justice Jackson in her dissent wrote this, I think this is a bit of putting your head in the sand, but that's what they did. Incidentally, that same day, USPS did put out a rule, and this week, this past Friday, a federal judge put an injunction on that rule. Now, it's not really difficult to see what the White House's plan is here. What they hope to do is they will appeal the injunction, they'll go to the Supreme Court, and they'll argue to the court that, listen, it's so late in the process, and this rule is the status quo, and you can't disrupt the status quo under what's called the Purcell Principle, so you have to let it stay. The obvious response to this is that, no, the status quo was before the rule. The rule is new. It likely exceeds the government's constitutional authority. It certainly exceeds the law, and there's no basis for it. But it's clear that the White House hopes that the court, the Supreme Court at this point, given this would be at the appeal stage, will say, yes, Purcell principle, we can't overturn this rule. We have to lift the injunction. That would be back-ass words, right? That would... That would not make any sense, but I wouldn't put it past the Supreme Court. In fact, I'm not going to say you should anticipate it, but you shouldn't be surprised if they do it. Now, at this stage, it is too late to implement anything like this, right? And so states will have already been engaged in mail voting, already be engaged in early voting, right? And so it's entirely too late to do anything. It's going to cause a lot of chaos. And what would likely happen after this is that because most states could not comply with this, even if they wanted to, that would be all the excuse needed for the White House to begin challenging election results they don't like. Oh, well, that person won and they didn't follow this rule, and so that's invalid. Now, the White House challenging an election result doesn't mean anything. The president has no authority to cancel election results, to stop certification. It means none of that. People would have to sue, right? Sue to stop certification. So there might be lawsuits from people. But the main objective of this, I think, would be to create confusion and chaos and give a tinge of illegitimacy to whatever Democratic majority does materialize, and potentially even create the rhetorical space for Republicans in the next session to begin challenging these election results. Again, the main goal here is chaos. This may not necessarily stop the election of a new majority, but it will create a ton of chaos. As I've said before, there are a lot of ifs here, a lot of buts here, a lot of this has to happen for this to happen. So I personally would not take this as a certainty. It is a potential outcome, right? It's a potential outcome that works on the margins of the process because there's no real way for them to take direct control of anything. So they can say the elections are fraud, but that doesn't change anything. They can say that the rules weren't followed, but that doesn't change anything. They can say that their new bullshit, and again, probably unconstitutional rule, wasn't followed, but that doesn't change anything. But what they can do is create chaos, create a narrative, set the stage for lots of contestation over this stuff. And I think it's important to say that because of the nature of these sorts of shenanigans that they're happening on the margins, that that's all the more reason they get involved in the process. To get involved in the process at whatever stage you can and act as a bulwark against any of these kinds of shenanigans. I think that is very important. But that's not the point of this video. The point of this video is to just observe. And I think this sometimes gets missed. Not discounted, but we kind of forget about it when we talk about this stuff. This is a conspiracy against the Constitution. Like, that's not an exaggeration. That's not me being hyperbolic. It's a straightforward description of what they're doing. It's a conspiracy against the Constitution, a conspiracy against your right to choose your own representatives, a conspiracy against the prerogative of states to run their own elections, a conspiracy against voting rights. It's like a conspiracy against the constitutional order, an open conspiracy against the Constitution. Because if successful, if this subversion is successful, it will undermine the integrity of elected government, of representative government. And it's being done so that the president can escape any kind of consequences, any kind of scrutiny for the rampant and flagrant lawbreaking and lawlessness of his administration. It's subverting the Constitution to protect unconstitutional exercises of power and lawbreaking. I know House Democrats have been reticent about the idea of doing a third impeachment, but I think you have to do a third impeachment. The president is openly pursuing a conspiracy against the Constitution of the United States. Part of an ongoing, at this point, 18, 19 month assault on the Constitution of the United States. 20 month assault. You can't just let that lie. Can't take the position that because impeachment isn't going to result in removal, therefore we can't do anything about it. Therefore, we just have to leave that tool in the toolbox. No. Even if removal isn't going to happen, even if the final outcome, which is that nothing specifically happens to Trump, is in stone because of the high bar for removal under the Constitution, it's still important to engage in an impeachment trial to show the public that the President of the United States is engaged in an open conspiracy against their rights, against the American Republic. That is what's happening. It won't be a waste of time. It won't be a distraction. It'll be a critical part of political hygiene. And I'll say that there are other figures in the administration that you probably could remove through impeachment. Russell Vogt, Pete Hegseth, Stephen Miller. As executive branch officials, they can be impeached. And I bet you would find some Republicans who wanted to remove them. But we got to do this. I don't really see another option. Given what is happening, there needs to be something to impress upon the American people the seriousness of it. And even if it's a flawed mechanism, impeachment does that. Impeachment shows the public that this is something you should take very seriously. As always, let me know what you think. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.